And when it was morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And binding him, they led him away and delivered him up to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who betrayed him, seeing that he was condemned, repenting, brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood." But they said, "What is it to us? See thou to it." And casting down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and going away, hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to cast them into the treasury, since it is the price of blood." And taking counsel, they bought with them the field of the potter for a sepulcher for sojourners. Wherefore, that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled what was declared through Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him who was honored, whom they of the sons of Israel honored, and gave them for the field of the potter, as the Lord directed me." And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" But Jesus said to him, "Thou sayest." And when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate says to him, "Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee?" And he did not answer him to one saying, so that the governor marveled greatly. And at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release one prisoner to the crowd whom they desired. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. When therefore they were gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that for envy they had delivered him up. And when he was seated on the tribunal, his wife sent up to him, saying, "Have nothing to do with that just one, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds that they should ask for Barabbas, but destroy Jesus. And the governor, answering, said to them, "Which of the two do you will that I release to you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate says to them, "What then shall I do to Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all say to him, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out exceedingly, saying, "Let him be crucified." And when Pilate saw that nothing was gained, but that rather a tumult was made, taking water, he washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just one. You shall see." And all the people answering said, "His blood be upon us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, but delivered Jesus up when he had whipped him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor, taking Jesus into the praetorium, gathered against him the whole band of soldiers, and stripping him, they cast around him a scarlet mantle, and braiding a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and bowing the knee before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And spitting on him, they took the reed and smote him on his head. When they had mocked him, they took the robe off him and put his own garments on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to take his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, which is called Place of a Skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted, he would not drink. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments, casting a lot, that it might be fulfilled, which was declared by the prophet, They divided my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast a lot. It is related in Matthew that after the Lord's Passion, the tombs were opened, and many bodies of those who slept, coming out of their tombs, went into the holy city and appeared to many. The tombs being opened and many bodies of those who slept appearing has a similar signification as in Ezekiel. Behold, I will open your sepulchres and will cause you to come up out of your sepulchres, O my people, and will bring you upon the land of Israel, that you may know that I am Yehovah, when I shall have opened your sepulchres and have caused you to come up out of your sepulchres, O my people, and have given my spirit in you that you may live, and have placed you upon your own land. These passages signify the regeneration and resurrection of the faithful to life. Not that the bodies themselves that lay in the tombs rose again, but that there was this appearance in order that the regeneration and resurrection to life from the Lord might be signified. Furthermore, these same words mean those who in the word are said to be bound in the pit, whom the Lord set free when he had finished the whole work of redemption. For many of the faithful could not be saved until the Lord had come into the world and subjugated the hells. Meanwhile, they were detained in places which are called pits until the Lord came, but were set free by the Lord immediately after his coming. These pits were represented also by the tombs that were opened, and those who were in the pits were represented by those who slept, who after the Lord's resurrection, as it is said, appeared to many in the holy city. The holy city was Zion and Jerusalem, but by them heaven is meant, to which they were raised up by the Lord. For both Zion and Jerusalem were profane rather than holy. This makes evident what that miracle and that appearance of the opening of the tombs represented and signified. Amen.